Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Now back to Ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having our good friend Pete Sepp back on the show for coming up on his 20th anniversary later this year. He's been hanging out with us a long time. He's the president of the National Taxpayer Union, NTU.org, and he is got his finger on the pulse of what's happening up on Capitol Hill. He's got a couple of three good reports for us. Pete Sepp, welcome back to the show.
Great to be here, and that pulse in medical terms is thready here in Washington. We have a lot of things to worry about. Surprisingly, you know, the analysts around town here say, well, Congress is focused on getting reelected. Yeah. No, they're focused on several important legislative proposals, and our Supreme Court has a big case before it that matters to taxpayers and small business.
Especially small business, especially online small businesses. But let's get to one that's probably really below the radar, but it's going to be very important, and that's the welfare case.
Yeah, there is an excellent welfare reform package that's going to be marked up by the Ways and Means Committee this week, actually. Today is going to be the beginning of the process. And this is the first major attempt to not only fine-tune, but fundamentally reform the welfare reform package that was originally enacted in 1996. So it's a reform. And what they're trying to do here is restore the principle of work matters. Mm-hmm. The fact is the 1996 welfare reform succeeded.
Which was bipartisan.
It was Bill Clinton's help with Congress that got this package enacted into law. He didn't oppose it. He actually supported it. Mm-hmm. And the basic principle was get people back to work. That is the best possible social program you can enact in the United States back then and today. And what this package is going to do is, number one, forget about federally directed policies. Allow the states to do what works. We're going to use block granting for the welfare money that the federal government has. Give that back to the states. Let them experiment and innovate.
And compete with each other.
Yes, that's right. Policy can compete just like businesses, just like nations. Good ideas ought to be able to get tested in the marketplace to see what works. And when that happens, people benefit. So we're going to get back to the principle of allowing state innovation, of allowing families to stay together as a unit and succeed, of allowing more transparency in the system so that the money the federal government is giving out in block grants is actually being spent on getting people back to work.
Will this include some of the training and like some of the apprenticeships programs that President Trump has been mentioning?
Yeah, I think apprenticeships can be a part of this, most certainly. And the important part is, again, what we're trying to do here is build a sustainable job force. You know, there is a labor shortage, actually, in some areas of our economy.
Millions.
And small businesses need that kind of labor. And so the fact is, if this welfare reform succeeds in bringing people not only back into the workforce, but back into the workforce on a sustainable basis, not just, hey, I looked for a job, I got the job, but, you know, child care costs ran up, the car broke down or something like that, mm-hmm. and now I can't hold the job. This is what this new law is going to aim at, helping people hold their job, giving states the flexibility to do things like, okay, we're going to figure out a child care program. We're going to figure out a transportation program so that once you get that job, You're going to keep that job. You're going to get over that six-month, year-long hump where you're transitioning from long-term unemployment to long-term employment.
Right. And think of the benefits to everybody in the country of that. I mean, the dividends from that kind of policy, making that policy work, the dividends from the standpoint of federal spending, from the standpoint of society, of making people happy, the benefit to the families. I mean, it's just hard to imagine all the different layers of benefit that we could acquire from this. Hey, is it going to pass? What do you think? What are the chances?
I think it'll pass the House, and this is coming out of the Ways and Means Committee, Chairman Kevin Brady,
right,
the same folks who brought you the tax cut bill.
Right. Stand by. When we come back, I'm going to ask him about what the Senate's going to do, and then we're going to talk about what the Supreme Court might be working on, or is working on.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.